2. Listen to the conversation again. Who does each speaker admire? Tick in the table below.
Hi, Dr. Wang. Hi, Wang Lin. Did you hear? Elon Musk's company just launched another rocket.
Elon Musk? Who's he?
He's the guy who founded a private space company and also some other companies. The companies he founds are all really high-tech and futuristic. He's made millions of dollars.
Oh, he must be a really smart guy and so rich right now.
Yes, I'd say he's as famous as Bill Gates or Jack Ma now. They're really smart, too. Just think of all that money they must make.
Well, you two, it's great that they've been able to become so successful and make all that money, but money isn't everything. Just look at people like Alexander Fleming, who discovered penicillin, and Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing, and my own personal hero, Dr. Zhong Nanshan, who managed the SARS outbreak. They never made millions of dollars, but their contributions to healthcare have saved countless lives.
Yes, Dad. Sorry. We know they are great examples to everyone. But, you know, successful people like Bill Gates and Jack Ma have donated millions of dollars to charity, which should also count for something, right?
Well, you're right on that point. They're certainly being responsible in that way. Moreover, they're good for working hard and becoming successful.
Yes, exactly. And, Dr. Wang, I think you misunderstood me just now. I agree with you. I like those people because they have worked so hard to achieve their goals and have positive contributions to society. It's not just due to how much money they make. Elon Musk, for example, is trying to help the future of humankind, and Bill Gates has given us home computers. I think we need more creative people like them.
Well, don't forget Jack Ma's contribution. Without him, I wouldn't find it so easy to shop online. And by the way, Dad, if we're talking about people who do good things and inspire us, you inspire me, Dad.